Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
Hey everyone, it's Jana Stafford with BIC Magazine. Today, I'm joined by Tim Olson to talk to us about the upcoming American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers, or AFPM Summit, Excellence in Plant Performance, being held October 5th through 7th. Tim is a process engineer with Emerson Automation Solutions and a member of the AFPM Operational Planning, Control and Automation Technologies Committee. Thank you for talking to us today, Tim. I appreciate it so much.
I'm glad to be here.
Good. Well, we've heard several good things about the AFPM Summit Conference. Can you tell us who should attend and why?
Yeah, absolutely. AFPM Summit Conference is the first conference really to bring together not just operating company professionals and subject matter experts in the refining and petrochemical industry, but also the solution providers all come together with the goal of trying to help achieve optimal plant performance. So in a sense, no industry operates and achieves success alone. So this industry is not any different. Anyone that has a role in plant operations really should attend. The summit engages professionals with diverse but integral backgrounds in the plant operations. I would encourage anyone that, let's say, economics and planning, reliability, operations, digitalization, safety, leadership, and really any other subsidiary professionals to attend. This is definitely a conference where you can meet people and help gain knowledge and hear solution options for today's industry challenges.
Okay, great. Well, as a member of the AFPM, Operational Planning, Control, and Automation Technologies Committee, what role do you play at the summit?
The committee overall has a role in developing valuable curriculum that will inform and educate participants. Topics like digitalization, advances in automation, benefits of process control integrated applications. Those are some of the topics that are planned. And basically, they're current challenges and questions that operating companies face today. Many of the committee members, like myself, participate in sessions as subject matter experts, content providers, and we also facilitate for discussion and panel sessions.
What sessions should we look for on the topics you mentioned?
There's a few that I would highlight, kind of go back to our core topics. One of them is future of advanced process controls, governing principles of the connected worker, that's new. And obviously, everyone's very concerned cybersecurity risk management. So that's also another topic.
For sure. That sounds good. is there anything special that we should look for at the summit, Tim?
Yes, there is. Actually, I'll be facilitating a collaborative session with the Reliability and Maintenance Group, which is nice, getting a cross-collaboration. Covering operating limits, where we'll discuss challenges with determining the operating limit boundaries that enable operations so that they can achieve their optimal yields and short-term business goals, yet we can still maintain long-term asset integrity and reliability objectives. So if you have a role that's around reliability, the operations, managing alarms, or something around integrity operating windows, I would encourage you to attend this session.
Yeah, it does sound interesting. Are there other ways to get involved?
We recently transitioned the conference content to an all virtual format, given the recovery efforts in New Orleans for Hurricane Ida. I would encourage everyone who can to attend that's virtual. There's really no barriers associated with this virtual. It really opens up the doors. There'll be opportunities still for networking discussions in our face-to-face virtual lounges, which we believe will be value in this environment. We also have several sponsored sessions available for interested companies.
Virtual sessions for networking, that's great. I'm glad that everybody's gonna have that opportunity for sure. So thank you, Tim. We can wrap this up now. Thank you so much for informing us about the conference and for being with us today.
Thank you very much also. And I just wanted to give a shout out, best wishes for a speedy recovery to those that have been impacted by the hurricane. Thanks.
If you would like to register or learn more about the conference schedule and its opportunities for engagement, go to afpm.org. And as always, we are most grateful for our audience. Please like and share this recording with colleagues. And for more industry news, videos, webinars, and podcasts, please visit bicmagazine.com. And remember, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to bicmagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.